to the adventure and put me on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
It was all.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm excited about our next guest because, man, she has some great music that she did before and that's coming out now, and you have to check it out. And so I'd like to welcome to the show AP Tobler. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I love what people call you. You're the teenage grunge poet, so they say. And I think that's such a great moniker, and it's so true when you listen to your music. And one of the things I dug about the music I was listening to, the newest music, is, you know, you're talking about some seriously dark things there, but it sounds fun and bright and cheery, the way you put it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you have enjoyed, like, listening to my music. For sure, I'm not one to write songs about happy things. That just, like, never really resonated with me. So I take all these dark thoughts I have and feelings of self-hatred and all that jazz, and I put them into song form as a sort of form of coping and therapy.
Yeah.
To just take those feelings and thoughts outside of myself, put them in a little bottle in the form of a song.
It's, you know what's cool about it is this. Okay, so first of all, I firmly believe, anyway, music is the best therapy. And I say it all the time, not just for the listener, but for the person writing the music.
For sure.
I even talked about it in the last interview, where in the respect of what you just said, because, you know, sometimes as a songwriter, you're going to write things down in this song that you would never even tell some of the closest people to you. Because, you know, when you're doing the song, it's getting it out. And I love how you use, like, coping tool. It's getting it out, but it's not even necessarily real to the people that are listening to it. Like, they don't know whether this is your true thoughts or whether you're writing about it. Whereas somebody closest to you, when you're just saying it opposed to singing it, I think it's a whole different feeling, a whole different vibe. And I think it's more positive when you can sing it.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
And it's so hard to express yourself sometimes, no matter who you are. But it's easy, kind of easy to express in a song, because the way I look at it is this way. So when you're writing that song, you're basically talking to yourself, not to somebody else at that point.
Yeah, it's more of just acknowledging your own thoughts and processing things that are happening to you or things that you're feeling, more than trying to tell other people.
Yeah.
You're just, you're processing it yourself and recognizing things about yourself, which can still be pretty hard and scary, but it can be easier because, you know, you're free of judgment from other people.
I mean, you couldn't have said it better right there, because it is, people don't realize it. It is still hard. It is still, you know, not easy to do, but like you said, it's free of judgment. And the other thing I'll add to that too is you understand what you're saying. Like, sometimes when you tell people stuff, they hear it, but they hear it in their own perspective. So they don't really understand what you're going through, what you're thinking. They think they do, but not necessarily. And that's where the song is good too, because now other people listening to a song, they may be going through similar things or other things, and they put their own meaning to the song as well. And it's therapy for them in that respect.
For sure. Yeah. Finding music as just something to relate to, I think, as a listener, is also, like, incredibly, like, therapeutic and can be super helpful for whatever struggles you're going through. So I find music as therapy as a writer and as a listener.
Yeah, totally. I agree. That's why I think this past year and a half, it's been tough without music, because it's like, I think that's the reason everybody's so crazy, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, there's no release, you know, and you're trapped with your thoughts all day being, you know, locked down. Whereas you could go to a show and just let go.
Yep.
I do want to talk about, too, in this respect, it's, you know, being that you are the grunge poet, to talk about one of the grunge leaders, Kurt Cobain. I think it was kind of similar for him. Like, he wrote this music that he wrote for himself, and he didn't want everything else that went along with it. In fact, there were times like he just stopped, he would not go on the tour, and because he just wanted to sit home and play his acoustic and sing to himself and, you know, not deal with all the hoopla, because it was probably a coping tool for him. And then once all the hoopla, you know, I kind of took away from that coping tool, in my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but in my opinion, that's what I see.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, yeah, I'm super inspired by Kurt and Nirvana. And it definitely, like, seems like what he was making was his darkest thoughts and all that stuff. And I imagine, I know for me, writing about that stuff is super helpful for my mental health. So I imagine it was probably the same for him. And then having it resonate with other people and having them take their own meanings to it is also super cool.
Yeah.
But it can also be exhausting to have all these people suddenly latching onto your song and saying, this is what this is about. You need to sing about this.
No doubt. It
can just be kind of exhausting to suddenly have so many other voices and people involved.
Yes.
Which, not to take away from it being awesome that all these people are interested in what you're making and it's resonating with them, but it can be a lot, for sure.
So true. It's no different than, like, let's say go outside the music world. We all have things we go through. We all have darkness inside of us for whatever the reasons are. And sometimes, even if we're the type that we like to help everybody else, sometimes that gets a little much, because it's like you're dealing with your own stuff and then everybody else is coming to you with their stuff. And I relate it to what you were just talking about, because it's the same thing with the song. It's like you wrote this song for your own reasons and for your own coping tools. And yes, you love the fact that it can help other people, but then it can become a little overwhelming when all these people are depending on you to help them.
For sure.
Tell us a little bit about, okay, so you're still like way ahead of your time. You have a long career ahead of you, but tell us about how it all started. Because I always love to hear that story of that moment where you think, this is what I want to do.
Right. Well, when I was about 8, I had like a lot of pent up energy and rage, which is kind of funny because I didn't really have that much to be angry about or anything like that. I was just like, yeah, I want to like go nuts. And I really wanted to get into some form of martial arts because I wanted to be able to hit people, because I was just a strangely violent child. And I talked to my mom and I was like, hey, I like want to get into karate or something. And she was like, kid, you can't just like hit people. I was like, oh man.
But why not?
I was like, what? Why not? So instead, I started fixating on the idea of playing drums and being able to let that energy out on inanimate objects that don't have feelings. Just definitely for the best. And this local music school was having an open house, and my mom took me over there. And I went in there and I sat at the drum kit, and there were two instructors that were just jamming with any of the kids that would come through there for the open house. I sat down, and I still like remember the first beat I ever played on the drums and exactly like what it felt like. And it was god awful. Like, my mom has a recording of it, and I look back on it and I'm like, oh man, like this sounds terrible. But I was so like fixated and like, whoa, this was like a world life-changing moment for me, where I was like, yes, this is it. I'm here. I'm like improvising and creating something with other people. And it was just the greatest thing I'd ever felt. And so when we left that open house, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. That's it.
Nice.
So I started taking lessons and the rest is history.
I love it. And you know, I think of all instruments, it's probably one of the best instruments if you want to get your anger out, because you can bang the crap out of drums. Like if you try to bang the crap out of your guitar, it's not going to be a good thing.
it's not a pretty sight.
No, not at all. And you know, it's funny because I think back, you know, like a lot of bands, that was their thing. Like they would smash their instruments at the end of a show, especially like a punk band or whatever. And I sit there and think about it. I'm like, man, that's pretty costly, because most of that stuff isn't going to last being destroyed like that. But
yeah.
But drums, you can beat the crap out of them, you know, and get a lot of anger out there. And sometimes it makes better music the more anger you have to bang on those drums.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, I found that you have to be in it. Like if you're just hitting things for the sake of hitting things, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You need to have intent and emotion behind it for really any music. That's one of the things I've found. And I've also found that for letting all these emotions out with just, say, playing the drums, originally the way I did that was just hit as hard as I could and just go ham on the drums. But I've discovered like, it actually feels a lot better to think about it and just like play with the music rather than just going wild and smashing the whole kit. It's just, I don't know.
I see it. I see what you're saying. You know why? Because I think when you're doing it along, you know, like instead of just banging without having the intent, like that can bring you to a different place. Just like hearing a song, when you get into a song, opposed to just hearing it, but you get into it, it takes you to somewhere else. And I think that's really what happens to you when you're, you know, playing the drums or whatever it is, and you're doing it with a certain intent along with the music, having some kind of, you know, beat or what have you, then you're actually going somewhere else and away from the darkness that is plaguing you.
Yeah, just learning to serve the music and cater to the music rather than just, and like I do still sometimes if I'm like having a hard time for whatever reason, I'll go and sit at my kit and just like hit it as hard as I can. And that feels good for a while, but the best outcome you can get comes from catering to the music and just serving that sound. And it's really like hard to properly describe what that feels like.
Yeah.
Other than just, it's like you have a purpose in that moment. It's all about the music that you're making.
No doubt. I love it. I love that attitude. And I have to tell you too, what's really cool about you is like, if you were to just look at you, you know, without knowing the music and the story that we're talking about now, I wouldn't think that you were an angry person. And I think that's what's great, because people don't realize, especially nowadays with social media and filters and everything, everybody paints this picture, but nobody really knows. Like I always say, the people I want in my life are the people that know what's going on inside my head. And I say that because that's where the darkness is. Like, it's not out there, you know. That's not what you're projecting to the world. And very few people know the you in your head. You know, they know the you that you present to them.
Yeah, for sure. It is like such a different experience when you're speaking to someone who like really gets you.
Yes.
I was talking to my brother's girlfriend the other night, and I was like, I had this moment where I was like, she really like understands me. Like, we're just like on the same wavelength.
Wow.
And it was just like a fun like thing to realize. I was like, yes.
Exactly.
This person gets me.
It's so rare too, you know, and people think they know you. I love all the people in my life that they think they know me, especially when they listen to my radio show. They think they know me from listening to my radio show. And it's like, dude, I'm on the radio. I'm doing my job. It's no different for a music artist. Like they look at somebody playing up on stage and they think they know you, and you know, they really don't.
Yep.
Cool. I love it. So you released the debut EP Alternate Vision on July 14th and right after your 16th birthday. So that's a cool sweet 16 right there.
And oh yeah.
And you're just multi-talented. I know you play a bunch of different instruments. The songs are amazing. I think definitely everybody needs to check it out. So tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media, on the web, how they can get your music, all that good stuff.
All right. Well, my music is on all major streaming platforms. You can find all my social media on my website, aptobler.com. It's got links to all my music, all my social medias, all that jazz. You can find just at aptobler.com.
Cool. Any final words you want to leave the listeners with?
Thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all are awesome. Thank you.
And thank you for making us such great music. And thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.